Hi everyone, so my name is Francis Laniel, and today I will present you Inspector Gadget, an eDPF-based tool to observe containers. So, first of all, what are containers? Containers permit you to run applications isolated from each other. So, on the figure on the right, you can see that there are actually three containers, and three applications, A, B, and C. To isolate and run those applications, we rely on a container engine like Cryo or Containerd. The container engine will ask to the operating kernel, to the host operating system, to create containers for us. So, contrary to virtual machine, where you have a guest operating system and a host operating system, all containers here share the same host operating system. So, container engine will ask to the kernel to create new containers, but sadly in the Linux kernel, there is no structure used to represent a container, like you have the task structure represents a task, there is no such structure. Instead, the container relies on several features provided to you by the kernel. To have security isolation, you will rely on the namespaces. For example, with the moon namespaces, each container will have its own set of files. And for example, container A will not be able to access file of container B except explicit sharing. To isolate this time resources, you will use the C group. So you will be able to dedicate a resource to one container. For example, with the memory C group, you will be able to limit the memory footprint of a container. For example, you will set the limit to 2 GB, and if your container allocate and try to touch 3 GB, it will be out of memory killed. So, containers are really cool because they permit you to isolate different workloads. Sadly, using them poses several problems, particularly when something is wrong, and to debug them. First, it is harder to attach debugger to a running application. You can still do it, but it is not as simple as running GDB and running things locally. Also, you will need to take into account the communication between different containers. Nowadays, it isn't that common to explode your application into several microservices. For example, if you have a website, you will have maybe one container for the web server and another container for the database engine. So you will need to be sure that those two containers communicate, otherwise your website will just do nothing. To do so, we developed Inspector Gadget, which is a Swiss Army knife based on eBPF. It comes with actually two binary local gadget, the first one to debug locally running container, and kubectl gadget, which this time focus on containers running in Kubernetes cluster. So on the figure, I will show you the different tools offered by Inspector Gadget and which part of the kernel they permit to monitor. The first type of gadget we have are the tracer. The tracer will basically print events as they are going on the standard output. So for example, with trace exec, you will be able to trace the call made to the syscall exec. With trace mount, you will be able to monitor the call to the syscall mount, which can be pretty useful when you need to mount volume. And for example, with trace out of memory kill, you will trace when the out of memory killer kills one application. Then we will find the profile category. So for example, the profile category, you will make it run for a given amount of time. And with profile block IO, you will get information regarding the distribution of your input output. Then you will find the snapshot category, which will give you some information on the system as it is running at time T. So for example, with snapshot process, you will be able to get all the processes which are running in your containers or you can also get this information for your whole Kubernetes cluster. Then you will find the top category. So the top category mimics the top command line interface tool as it will print a ranking on information which will be actualized each second. So for example, with top file, you will get information regarding the file that are the most accessed. Then the last category is there is only one gadget in this category, and it is trace loop. Trace loop can be seen as S trace, but for containers. So you will be able to monitor all the syscall done by your container. Okay, so before going into the internal architecture of Inspector Gadget and what is eBPF, I will show you a small demonstration to compile local gadget trace exec, so the tool to trace exec syscall made by container running locally, and exec noop, which is an already existing eBPF tool. Okay, so we will first create a test container. So the test container will execute sleep periodically. And then we will now trace the new processes creation using exec snoop. So exec snoop is an eBPF tool based and made by iovisor BCC people. So as you can see, there are two types of sleep. There is one sleep 0.3 second and one other sleep 0.5 second. Sadly, in my container, I only use 0.3 second. So the 0.5 is done by the host. And I'm not interested at all at processes running in my host. To do so, I will use local gadget to trace the same types of events, but this time I will be able to get only the event inside the container. And as you can see, we will get the same information plus the name of the container where the event occurs. Okay, so before going into the internal architecture of Inspector Gadget, what is eBPF? According to Brandon Gregg, eBPF does to Linux what JavaScript does to HTML. It permits you to run mini programs which are safe into a virtual machine inside a kernel, which will be run only on some particular events, for example, disk I/O. Sadly, the eBPF program safety comes at a price. You are kernel limited. For example, you cannot have an eBPF program which will have an infinite loop or not statically bounded loop. Also, there is no function like malloc or kermalloc, so you cannot allocate dynamically memory, but you will see that there are some possibilities to cope with this limitation. Okay, inside the kernel, you will find two software components which are related to eBPF. The first one is the verifier. It will take as input your eBPF program and will ensure that it is safe. If this is the case, it will hand your safe program to the just-in-time compiler. The just-in-time compiler will basically translate your eBPF bytecode to the machine code and it will install it to be run on some events. When you want to develop an eBPF program, you will write it in a syntax which is almost that of the C. You will then compile it using clang and the target eBPF to get an eBPF object file. So this eBPF object file will contain the eBPF bytecode. You will then include this eBPF object file into another program running in userland. So to do so, you can use your favorite language. You can use C, you can use Golang. There are plenty of possibilities. So you will use this program, and you will use also maps, eBPF maps. eBPF maps are data structure related to eBPF. It exists plenty of different types of map. You will get one eBPF map to represent array, one eBPF map to represent key value store. You have several possibilities. So when you want to load your eBPF program into the kernel, you will mainly use a library related to eBPF, like libbpf in C or Cilium eBPF in Golang. So your eBPF program will be loaded into the kernel through the BPF syscall. It will be verified. If it is okay, it will be just in time compiled and installed to monitor some event. We will do the same with the map because, for example, we will be able to use the map to either share information between several eBPF programs or between kernel land and user land as our eBPF program are run into the kernel. So now let's say that I have a process which called the exec syscall. Then our eBPF program will be executed. It will write some information into the eBPF map, and thanks to the library, I will be able to read this information and print it, for example, to the standard output, and then deal with them in userland. Okay, regarding local gadgets, the main component is the local gadget manager. So the local gadget manager at each time maintains a container collection, so it knows perfectly what are the running containers in the system at a given time. Indeed, we rely on rankfanotify to add container to this container collection when containers are created and to remove them when they are deleted. We are also able to start some Inspector Gadget tracer, like the one to trace the exact system call. So when we decide to start a tracer, for example, the one to trace exact syscall, we will not directly load the eBPF program. We will create a particular eBPF map that we will use to store information regarding our container of interest. Indeed, the eBPF program will be executed each time an event occurs, and we need to do a filtering regarding this. In the first demonstration, I was only interested into events occurring inside containers and not on the host. To do so, this eBPF map will contain the moon namespace ID of the container which interests me. So, when I will run my eBPF program, we will install the eBPF program, and basically, compared to the eBPF code of the exec snoop that I presented into the first demonstration, we took it and we modified it to add this filtering. So basically, with this code snippet, we will get the moon namespace ID of the current task, and we will compare it if it is present into this map or not. If it is not the case, we just do not care about this container, and we just do not care about this task because it is not in our container. If it is the case, if the moon namespace ID is inside the container, we will continue the execution of our eBPF program because we care about it. Okay, so now we'll show you a more realistic world demonstration of local gadgets, particularly how to use it to verify SIGCOM profile. So, okay, we will create an Nginx container with a SIGCOM profile installed. So, SIGCOM profile is a feature offered by the Linux kernel to allow or disallow the call of some syscall. So, okay, I will create it. I wrote by hand the SIGCOM profile that I gave to Docker. So, okay, let's create it. And now let's query the Nginx server. Okay, some mistakes. Maybe I forgot to add one syscall into the SIGCOM profile. So I will stop the Nginx container. Now we'll start local gadget, and I will start local gadget on a container, on one particular container, the Nginx container. Note that it is perfectly possible to start the local gadget with a given name, with a given container name, even if this container name does not exist at the time, because it will be added automatically thanks to the container collection and rank for notify. Okay, I will now run an Nginx container, but without any SIGCOM profile. I will curl it. Now I will stop my container. It will automatically stop local gadget. Now I will just compare the two SIGCOM profile, the one that I wrote and the one generated by local gadget. Okay, I forgot the send file syscall, so it can maybe explain some few bugs. So okay, let's run again an Nginx container with this new look, with this new SIGCOM profile. Okay, and now it's the moment of truth. Let's curl it. And yeah, everything is okay. So yeah, basically, a local gadget really helped us to verify the SIGCOM profile that I wrote by hand, and more than that, it can generate for you SIGCOM profile. Okay, so I told you about local gadget, and when I presented you first Inspector Gadget, I told you it comes with two binary, local gadget that I already presented, and CapCuttle gadget. So CapCuttle gadget is designed to monitor containers inside Kubernetes cluster. So on the figure, I represented schematic of Kubernetes cluster. So on the left, we have the developer laptop. On the right, we have the Kubernetes cluster. So we have one node for the Kubernetes control plane, and we have one worker node. First of all, we will need to deploy an Inspector Gadget pod on each node to be able to monitor the events occurring on this node. So we will create a daemon set. Kubernetes will deploy then a Inspector Gadget pod on each node of our cluster. Then we will want to trace a specific event, for example, the exec syscall. So we will use the CapCuttle gadget trace exec command. We will ask to the control plane to create a trace CRD. So TraceCRD is a custom resource definition which is proper to Inspector Gadget and that we use mainly to start and stop tracer. So we will have also a TraceCRD per node, like we have one gadget pod per node. So we will create the eBPF program on the associated map. We will install it into the kernel. The eBPF program will be executed if there are some call to exec occurring on our node. Those events will be written to a perf buffer. A perf buffer is a specific type of eBPF map. I sadly do not have the time to enter into the details. So we will be able to read this information from userland, and the events will be published to a stream, to a gRPC stream. We will then use cutcutter exec to read the gRPC stream, and so the information will be printed on the developer laptop. So okay, now I will show you a more realistic example about how to use cutcutter gadget to verify the container capabilities. So just before jumping into the demonstration, the capabilities are another feature offered by the kernel to limit what your application can do. So again, time for the demonstration. Okay, so this time I will deploy an Nginx web server with some capabilities set. So okay, here is the list of the capabilities. So for example, you can see that there is the sysadmin capabilities, which is not forcefully capabilities you want to, but it seems Nginx needed to run, so do not have the choice. Okay, so I deployed it, and sadly it seems that there are some mistakes. So okay, let's get some more information. Okay, operation not permitted. Okay, if I have an operation not permitted, it may be because I forgot one capability into my deployment. Okay, so on the bottom, I run the cutcutter gadget trace capabilities. So as you can see, I just want to get capabilities which are used in the namespace demo because it is the namespace where my Nginx container is. And so the big difference between local gadget and cutcutter gadget is that cutcutter gadget will give us information regarding Kubernetes. So for each event, we will get the node where the event occurred, the namespace, the pod, and the container. It is really aware of the fact that it is running inside Kubernetes. So okay, I deleted my deployment. I will run it again. Okay, we'll rerun the whole demonstration for the beginning. Okay, so during this time, if someone has a quick question or if there was one point that wasn't clear, you can take it quickly. Okay, everything was clear until this moment, so perfect. Okay, let's delete our previous deployment. And now can take a bit of time because it is in Kubernetes. So yeah, compared to when running locally, you need to take into account communication with remote services. So okay. Okay, now I will deploy my Nginx deployment again. And so we will get the information directly. So as you can see, we have the name of the capabilities and when they are used, and we have also in this column if it is allowed by the kernel or if it is denied. So all the above capabilities were allowed and the shown capabilities was denied. Yeah, I think I forgot it in my deployment file, so I will just delete my deployment file again. Yeah, there is a lot of back and forth, but sadly I do not think we have a lot of choice. Yeah, again, if there is quick question during the deleting and the redeployment of the whole thing. I can take it. And so I will update my deployment file to add the capabilities that I missed. Okay, let's deploy it again and just cross the finger that it is the last time. Okay, let's wait for everything to be ready. Take also a bit of time, so, but okay. Should do the trick. And anyway, I do not think we can wait faster, so. Okay, everything seems to be ready. Now we will get the IP of our pod. We will now call it, and now it's the moment of truth. And as we can see, we get the Nginx default message, so everything was fine. I just forgot to add one capability in my deployment file. So it's now time to conclude. So as I show you during this presentation, Inspector Gadget permits to monitor containers, both running locally with local gadget and both running in Kubernetes cluster with Kubectl gadget. It is of precious help to debug this application. I really like to use GDB, but any kind of debugger, but in the case that I show you, it would be not so helpful. Particularly because if you run GDB for the second profile, you will just get an error number and it will not be so helpful. And the same with the capability example, we will not be able to know why the syscall failed. We will just know it failed with an error number, but kinda hard to say it was because of the missing capability. So as a future work, we plan to improve the scaling of Inspector Gadget because, as I told you, we use Kubectl exec to read the gRPC stream and sadly it doesn't scale very well. We also plan to add a new gadget, and as Inspector Gadget is an open source software, if you have any idea of a gadget or if you want to contribute one, I will be really happy to see your contribution and to review it. So you can find us on our website, inspectorgadget.io. We are also on GitHub, so under the Inspector Gadget organization. And we also have a channel in the Kubernetes Slack, so Inspector Gadget. So yeah, if one day you use Inspector Gadget and there is something that you do not understand, please just feel free to come to the channel and ask. We are here to help you, and it will be a real pleasure to chat with you. So I thank you a lot for your attention, and if you have any question, feel free to ask. Thank you.
Thank you. Very interesting talk. I would like to know, I've seen that you were deploying the agents as a daemon set, so you were running it in all the nodes. I was wondering if you can just tailor it to one single node because you know that the current workload that you want to check or the current pod you want to check is there. Second question would be, I understand that this is really big for debugging environments. Do you think that this would be ready if you had an incident or something going on that you want to investigate in a production environment?
Okay, just to be sure that I understood correctly your question, you were asking precision when I deploy the Inspector Gadget pod. I deployed it in each node in the Kubernetes cluster. And so you wanted to know if it is possible to not deploy it on each node? Yes, perfectly.
Yeah, and related to that, when you're running the commands from your computer, does it apply to all nodes at the same time, or can you tailor also to just go target it to one node or something?
No,
like that?
You can target one node. So you can filter by several. You have three possibilities to filter. You can filter by node, you can filter by namespace, and you can filter by pod name, even container name, and of course you can mix all of this. I was a bit quick regarding the demonstration on this, but yeah, you can do a lot of filtering, so yeah. So you can deploy the Inspector Gadget pod on each node, and then filter by node name, but even though if you know that there is one specific problem occurring on one particular node, you can deploy the pod on only this specific node. We have an option to do so with kubectl gadget deploy to only say to specify which node you want to deploy it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the talk again. I am just wondering if you can send the metrics to Grafana or something to do the filtering and the querying around. Is that possible?
So just to be sure, you asked if I can send the metrics to Grafana?
Yeah, the traces that you are capturing.
So we plan to... We are actually developing it a lot and we are actually working on it a lot and we plan to add an exporter to Prometheus.
All right.
But yeah, it is still, I would not say work in progress, but thinking in progress.
All right, yeah.
But nonetheless, if you are really interested into Prometheus, I think there is only, if you go to the Inspector Gadget repository, mm-hmm. there will be, you know, on the right, there is used by, and so there is a project which does the exporting to Prometheus, okay. But this is not us who developed it. And we plan to, there is a lot of things that we want to do actually. And yeah, Prometheus is on our to-do list and on the things that we want to support.
All right, thanks.
Then I think we're done. Oh, one more question. I'll run around.
Yeah, I have a question regarding this daemon set that it should be installed on the Kubernetes nodes. Is it recommended to it, like, keep it there always or just install when you need to debug and then remove it back?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat it?
This daemon set on the Kubernetes nodes, is it recommended to keep it there for always, like, or just install for debug and then remove back?
In the daemon set, if I can...
This remote component...
Can you please... No, so basically the question was about when I deploy the Inspector Gadget pod, if it is recommended to have it running it for a long time or just shortly. No, clearly you should not have it running for a long time. As we install eBPF program, we need to have some privilege, and we need, for example, the CAPSIS admin and all this sort of stuff. We cannot use the user namespace, which was added recently in Kubernetes. So no, you just deploy it. You collect the metric, you monitor the events you want to monitor, and then you just undeploy it. So undeploying Inspector Gadget is as simple as deploying. It is one command line interface call, and you are done. So yeah, just avoid it, having it running for a long time. It is a tool to debug, so it would be like if you run your application all the time with GDB attached, it would be kinda hard, so yeah, no.
Is there a measurable performance impact on of having the agent deployed in your cluster, since it's measuring all these things?
So you are asking about if, when we monitor event, if we have a decrease in performance, right?
Yes.
So not so much, and it would be related to the whole eBPF. As eBPF program are run into the kernel, you do not have, you know, context switch between user land and kernel land, so it is kinda quick. And you avoid having a big decrease in performance.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Then I think we're done. Thank you.
Thank you a lot.